Hey, explorers. Have you noticed the sun has been in the sky for a little longer, or maybe you noticed the weather getting a little warmer? Well, there's only one explanation for that. Today, we're going to learn all about the spring equinox and the science behind this amazing event. Let's dive in. The spring equinox is usually on March 20th or 21st and marks the first day of spring. The word is made up of two Latin words. The first is equus, which means equal, and the second is nox, which means night. Do you notice anything about that definition? Think really hard. Do you give up? All right, here's your answer. It is because on this special day, there is an equal amount of daylight and night. If you got it right, give yourself a thumbs up. You're amazing. During the spring equinox, the Earth's axis becomes perfectly parallel to the sun's rays. The Earth's axis is the imaginary line that runs from the North Pole to the South Pole. Normally, the Earth is tilted at about 23.5 degrees. That tilt is the reason why we have our four seasons: summer, spring, winter, and fall. But on this special day, both the northern and southern hemisphere receive the same amount of light. That's why on the spring equinox, day and night are nearly the same length. The science behind the seasons. Because the Earth's axis is tilted, different areas of the planet get more sunlight at different times of the year. This tilt causes the seasons to change. In the northern hemisphere, when we experience spring and summer, the northern hemisphere is tilted toward the sun, and we get more direct sunlight. In the winter, the northern hemisphere is tilted away from the sun, so we get less sunlight. The days become shorter and the weather becomes colder. Spring is a wonderful time of year filled with growth and new life. You may see trees growing leaves or tulips popping up in your front yard, or even some furry friends coming out of hibernation. Spring is also a time of year for new beginnings. For many cultures, spring marks the beginning of a new year. The first day of spring marks the beginning of the year and a new month for ancient Hebrews. 14 days after the spring equinox, Passover would be celebrated. This holy holiday commemorates when the death angel passed over the homes of the Hebrew people in Egypt. Today, modern-day Christians celebrate Passover. This holiday is an important part of our faith and helps us remember that Christ conquered death so we could live and have forgiveness for our sins. Purge out therefore the old leaven, that ye may be a new lump, as ye are unleavened. For even Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. So, next time you notice that the days are getting longer and the weather is warming up, you'll know that the spring is here. The earth and sun have found the perfect balance, and we get to enjoy the new season. It's a natural rhythm that happens every year. Until next time, keep exploring the wonders of our world.